Refugees say the cuts in their monthly rations of rice, maize, grains, sorghum and beans can only last about half that time and have left many on the verge of starvation. Gloria Opani is a South Sudan refugee in Bidibidi settlement.
The children, they have come from Sudan when they are orphans. Some of them came with their mothers, but they lose it from here. Again, taking care of themselves is too difficult for them. So the same food they are giving each person is for 2 months. If you don't have any work to do, you don't have anywhere or somewhere back home to support you, that food is not enough.
Moses Wenga is a refugee welfare officer in the Bidibidi settlement. He says some refugees have resorted to stealing food from their neighbors and the host communities to meet their families' needs.
The theft cases has happened. A woman goes and steals a bin from a neighbor house because she has many children. Some of us, we don't have a field. We don't have even a land to supplement the little food that we got from you, Insara.
Others are making back and forth journeys to their home countries in search for food. The long journeys are risky, and their home countries are still unstable. Richard Modi is a South Sudan refugee in Uganda.
Without the permission of OPM or UNHCR, many have decided to just do a voluntary repatriation. Someone decide to walk back.
Solomon Osakan is a refugee welfare officer in the West Nile region. He says there are forecasts of further cuts in food rations in the coming months if no new funding partners come on board.
They are going to continue to reduce food again by 10%. So the food that refugees are going to get is going to be like each person 6.8 kilos of maize for a month.
Osakan has urged refugees to utilize the small available pieces of land to grow supplementary cereals and vegetables. WFP says it will need $77 million through August to provide full rations. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says cuts in rations or cash are undercutting coping strategies for refugees to meet their basic food needs. Some are skipping or reducing meals or selling assets while their children are pushed into work for food. This is Catherine Nambi for VOA News in Kampala.